Laura Beth, I know you've been stuck at home for 5 days. What are some of the things you do just to get out of the house for a little bit?
So one of the cool things that I've been able to do is support our local businesses, specifically my favorite restaurants around town that are locally owned. So I've been making up over the last several days, either breakfast or lunch. Right now is kind of what I've been working on, is going out to our different favorite local restaurants. Well, one, it gets me out of the house. But then number two, being able to go out and support places like College Barbecue and Luke's Barbecue, Sidewalk Deli, and make sure that they know that I'm invested in them just as much as they're investing in us right now, because I need them for my sanity to get out of my house. And then I want to make sure that they're supported during this time whenever they're forced into situations that have caused them some, you know, significant economic distress. So I'm looking forward to talking with Jake whenever he gets up, rolled out of bed this morning about what he wants to do for lunch, and getting out for a little jaunt with him and patroning our local restaurants and stuff. But also probably going to try and find a car wash here too, because the pollen all of a sudden has started to come out as well. And so my car has turned green. So we'll probably hit the car wash too while we're out.
That's, I'll tell you, I had to run to Walmart 2 days ago. I had to run in there to get a little adapter, a little cord for my phone to hook up to this unit that we're on this today. And the pollen's got me sneezing and allergies, and it's sending off a lot of false signals. So there's a lot of people in Walmart sneezing and coughing, but people freaking out because of it. A little of it was funny, but some of it was a little bit nerve-wracking walking through there hearing people sneeze. But speaking of funny, we've had a lot of laughs on the air over the years doing ball games and stuff. And I'll start with Laura Beth. Laura Beth, I know Glenn makes us laugh. I make you laugh occasionally, but what's the one or two things that have made you laugh the most over the years off the air?
Off the air or on the air?
I guess both, but be careful.
Well, I will say while we are on the air doing football, probably one of the things that I got the biggest tickle out of was whenever we were doing a game and I was on the sidelines, and we were talking about a particular individual on the opposing team who was just a big dude. And Glenn affectionately nicknamed him Latte Grande, and I still to this day think about that. And we would giggle out of that, especially about half a Starbucks or something like that. That was probably a moment that definitely stuck with me for sure.
That was pretty quick thinking, Glenn. I remember he had, I don't remember his name. It had Starbuck in it or something, but
he was Starbuck, but he was so big. He was such a huge, I mean, he was like a 250-pound running back. And I said, that's a lot to crime day. Yeah, he was a big boy running that
ball. One of the things I like that when Glenn does Ward Burton, when you guys get going on Ward Burton, he starts doing it and everybody starts laughing. You miss half of it, but it's still pretty funny. And I know Ward had a very special car he drove too, right?
Well, Ward Burton, he drove a kind of little Dodge, but he always gets credit to a tick crew, man. He's a tick crew. And the hands on today, and that's why we got to where we was. And Ward Burton, he talked nothing like his brother Jeff. I can tell you that right now.
South Boston, Virginia, right?
I see it. South Boston, Virginia, which is just above the North Carolina line.
There they are, Glenn Taylor and Laura Beth Barnhart. Glenn is a funny dude. If you ever get a chance to go eat lunch or do something with Glenn, do it. Another way you could get to know Glenn and make some new friends is join the Kiwanis Club. You can always meet with the group on Fridays. We lunch at noon. Most of the time at the Country Club, we'll have a lunch. A nice little program lasts exactly an hour, sometimes a little less. And occasionally we'll go out to a business on site and have a little bit of fun and a nice lunch. But Glenn's a good dude, president of the Kiwanis Club. Of course, works at Somerset Funeral Home. And color analyst right here on our high school coverage, All Memories Radio. Laura Beth is a good person, too. She has a lot of fun. Of course, Lowe's is where she works in Mooresville. Almost said Lowe's Foods, but Lowe's Home Improvement. She's in their office. Also works for PRN. You can visit PRN's website at any time. We carry a program or two of theirs on our stations at goprn.com. Laura Beth travels with them to all the races. Of course, Laura Beth has done the sidelines for us for the last few years here on our high school football games of the week and occasionally on Catawba football. Thanks for checking out our interviews right here on the internet at memories1033.com. Tell your friends about it. More to come soon.